We are at Emma Moore, the same road you used to get to the muster. I wish everyone who listens to Saturday Mornings with Jamie Dunn a very Merry Christmas.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
Thank you. Christmas.
Yeah, and we've already handed out our Secret Santas. Hey, I got your daughter some Chanel Noir.
Yes.
Spray.
Not so secret Santa, because everyone puts in a request to what they want.
Yeah, paying that off over a couple of years. And, of course, I got a family photo.
Yes.
Yeah, of
very
me
nice.
Steppies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Beautifully framed in black. A little negative, but I'm okay with that. You haven't opened yours yet.
No, I haven't.
No, yours.
I'm saving it for later.
Yes,
surprise.
Yours can be opened later today.
Mm.
All right.
I'll tell you what it is next time.
It is Christmas Day. I'd like to sort of, you know,
just shout it out.
My stomach's grumbling.
It is.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's going, feed me. Feed me some ham and some prawns, some mangoes. All right, I wanted to talk about Christmas.
Yeah.
I have a good Christmas memory. When I was growing up and I was your age, well, probably half your age, Jaden.
How long ago was that?
300 years.
Oh, a long time.
My father took us all to Boring Point for Christmas. Boring Point. You ever been to Boring Point?
Is
no.
It boring?
Not boring. Boring. Lake Catharaba.
Oh, yes.
And
what'd you camp there or?
No, they hired a little old beach shack.
Oh, right, okay.
And, you know, mum being English, she's like, oh, it's a beach shack. my dad had designed a crab pot that he made in the factory.
Oh, okay.
Because he was a fitter and turner.
Mm-hmm.
And he designed a crab pot and we put it in and when we went to get it the next morning.
Yeah.
Absolutely, completely, totally full. You couldn't hardly pull it up. It had fish, crabs,
oh my goodness,
eels, anything.
Wow.
My God.
Does it have crabs in it?
Yeah.
Everything but crabs.
I don't like to go on the radio and say my father had crabs, but he did have crabs. I have a great memory of that, and I remember my brother John, he stayed at the beach house, which had louvers all around it.
Yeah.
And it was so friggin' hot.
Yeah.
He'd opened all the louvers and then this green tree snake came through the louvers.
Yeah.
And he quickly shot them on the snake.
Oh, no.
He didn't cut it in half. It just, you know, locked it there. So the front half was really moving and the back half was really moving. And
Oh, the poor thing.
What, John?
No. Yeah, yes.
I know I don't want to be misogynist, but he... He certainly made a girl like scream.
Did he?
Yeah. I was
a bit like Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
Yeah, I was a bit sus on him after that. Anyway, that was Christmas.
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Jen Malata, the audio guy.
G'day everyone, this is Libby, Jaden's mum.
Good morning everyone, my name's Andrew, I'm Jaden's dad. Love your show, Jamie and Marie.
I want to wish you a Merry Kirihimete.
Manuel Kirihimasi everyone.
We're the Malata family, wishing you all
Merry Christmas.
Are as colourful as me and you. Summer in the air and it's hardly a breeze. Give me the sun and the surf and the sea. There's music and singing and dancing. There's
There's plenty of food and laughter. Everyone's presents are all under the tree, greeting all my friends and family. It's that special time of the year, 365 days and we're finally here. Hey, happy people, come together, gather round now. It's Christmas in the land of dreamtime, Southern Cross twinkling up in the sky. Island Christmas, my Island Christmas. I said, think I'm love this place. The green and gold and red, black and yellow. These are the colors of Christmas to me in this year, our sunburned country. It's that special time of year, 365 days, and we're finally here. Hey, happy people, come together, gather round now. It's Christmas in the land of the dreamtime, Southern Cross twinkling up in the sky.
Sings for me on a Saturday morning because she loves me. Christmas Day. I hope you're having a great Christmas morning. I hope the kids have got up early and opened the presents. All that
wrapping paper everywhere and lots of things to put together. I hope you've got batteries for everything that needs batteries.
I hope you remember to get lots of prawns, lots of mangoes, and, of course, there's always going to be ham left.
Yes.
Oh, Christmas ham.
Oh, man.
Love it.
Oh, big, thick slices with
yummy
chutney on them.
Oh, you make me hungry again.
Thank you, God! Now, I wanted to sing a song because I am not well. I haven't been well for a while, and I was thinking that this song might suit. Are you ready, Jaden, to roll the music? Vasculitis. Peritonitis. Diabetes. Cardiovascular disease. You know, this could be my last Christmas. I've got a bad heart. Every second day I dialysize away. Next year I'm going to Sydney to buy myself a new care, a new pair of kidneys. Stuffed it up. Play the song, Jaden.
Gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave. the beginning of the weekend. What are you up to?
Nothing, making a start on the long-winded list of things you've got to do.
No, we're opening presents. Well, I can think of something better.
Yeah, what?
Something much more fun. Well, you're in luck. Turn the radio up. It's Saturday morning.
With me.
With Jamie Dunn.
Yeah. And have you ever thought, kids, how good it would be to trap Santa in some sort of trap and keep him?
What?
Put a bear trap in the fireplace.
Not a bear trap. Jaden, I meant, you know, in a little cage.
Oh, my goodness.
You keep him out the back with the chooks.
Give him like a bowl of water, please.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Poor Santa.
Now, of course, it's Christmas Day, and, you know, thank you very much for listening to us. If you are anywhere around Australia tuned in to us, we appreciate it. And we're talking Christmas, and Marie, we've been married for 2 years going on to three.
Yes.
Known each other five.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is our fifth year.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me a Christmas story from your past, not with your ex-husband or anything, okay? Leave him out.
Just leave him out of the story?
If you don't mind.
Okay, sure.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't like his name.
Okay, all right.
Trevor.
Oh, you just said it. All right, that's Christmas.
That'd be like
ruined.
Being married to someone called Neville.
Yeah, that was his father's name.
Oh! Two bad names in one family.
I know, right? Oh, there are more. There are more.
No, I'll stop bagging everyone. Now go on, tell me your Christmas story.
I think my favourite Christmas as a family was probably, I think it was 2014, we went to Europe. And I've always had sort of had a problem with Christmas because, you know, all the Christmas songs that you hear and all the...
We're playing every Christmas song.
Well, you know,
morning.
the Christmas carols and all the Christmas cards.
Yeah.
They've all show snow and cold weather yeah. and, you know, fireplaces and all that sort of thing. And then...
Yeah, there's not one from Bing Crosby going, you know, I'm dreaming of a stinking hot Christmas.
No. Yeah. So that was the 1 year that I've had a cold Christmas, which was lovely. So we were in Scotland, in Edinburgh, that Christmas day.
Mm.
So it was nice and cold and, yeah, it was just very, very cozy and there were lovely Christmas markets and, you know, a little bit of snow around. So, yeah, that was really, I really enjoyed that and the girls really enjoyed that Christmas mm-hmm. too.
And did you know your marriage was nearly ended then?
Oh, my. Let's try to keep just the happy
I'm just asking Christmas things.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to Jamie.
My luck, that's good.
Yeah. are you Christmas? Fill your heart with love.
Hi, I'm Molly down the hall.
Hi, I'm Josie down the hall.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
It is.
Just right the way around Australia.
On Christmas Day, I hope you got something good. I got Old Spice, Blue Stratos.
You can always re-gift things.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. I think that's all right.
Yeah, I give things from Lifeline.
You do? This is true, you do.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But they're just as good.
That's true.
So it's some of the toys got teeth marks in them. What the hell?
Got some slobber on it.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Now, Jean, the lovely Jean, has been a listener of ours for a long time. I'm going to ring her at home as we speak. Jaden Mailata, ring Jean. Thank you. He's my little robot.
I'm your Siri.
Yeah, you are my Siri. Hello, sunshine. Answer the phone.
Hello, Country Bumpkin.
Ah, Jeans, Jamie, Marie, and Jaden.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Jean.
Christmas.
Oh, hello. We've just pulled up in Boona.
Oh, Lord. Christmas in Boona, I can only imagine. It's a beautiful town, Boona.
It's quite lovely.
It is lovely. I remember driving into Boona, and I drove past a speed camera. The copper was on the side of the road shooting the camera. And then in the afternoon I was driving out of Boona past the police station and the same copper was mowing the lawn. I guess that's what you do in Boona.
Yes. Well, I've had my Christmas wish come true. And I want to say what wonderful girls you both have.
Ah, good on you. Good on you. That's wonderful. And your Christmas Day, I guess, is playing, what were you going to do, bocce in the front yard?
Bocce and cricket. We've got all this lovely lawn growing, so we're doing that.
That's the turf Frank had put down, eh?
Oh, he didn't put it down. We got some other poor man to come and lay it.
Yeah. Well,
you had a lot of turf, didn't you? How many metres of turf did you get?
We had 800 metres.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
We just had the irrigation going now to hose it all.
Yeah. But see, that's people that listen around Australia don't realise Christmas in Queensland, there's two things you don't want to be doing, and that's putting turf down or working on a roof.
Well, that's true. Exactly.
Oh, my Lord, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to record a lovely Christmas message from you. You want to say a Christmas message to everyone that listens?
Yes, well, this is the best station to listen to Christmas time because we have these amazing people who, but my daughter's here telling me what to say.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that.
It wasn't turned on. No, I just think it's the best radio program for people like us because we're just ordinary people and we can understand everything that is said.
That's because I talk so slow.
And we've found all these wonderful friends that we wouldn't have found if we hadn't been listening to 989 on Saturday morning. So happy Christmas to everyone. Keep on listening to Jamie and Marie and Jaden.
Yeah, good on you. You're just lovely. You are just the loveliest person. Not so much Frank, but you are the loveliest person.
But we've met like lovely people, Nana and Barry.
Yeah, Nana, Fran, Barry. Yeah, Ray.
Tassie Jill a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And spoke to her just because she had requested a lovely song one day.
Yes.
And she's sort of my style of person, so I talked to her.
Yes, she's down to earth.
Yeah, and what about Trevor on the cattle farm looking after Ray?
Oh, isn't he lovely? Yeah, yeah. That one. And then Trevor was Marie's ex-husband.
No, not that Trevor. That's a different Trevor.
And another Trevor in the paddock out there with his 250 bulls.
Yeah. And is Rylan and Willie still there, those steers?
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. They went to a friend of Ray's, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's too good. Yeah. Anyway, you have a wonderful Christmas, Jean.
We will, and thank you for calling me because I'm just a no-frills girl.
We like no-frills girls.
Because you ring up, it's so nice to hear from just stars like you lot.
Oh that's
yeah.
That's you, Jaden. You're the star.
I wish.
Jaden's a good lad. He's been well brought up, I can tell.
Yeah, yep, he has.
Yeah. All right, you have a wonderful Christmas, all right?
I will, thank you, and all the best in your health, you people.
And you
we'll
too.
We'll do
you
our
too.
Best. Thanks, Jean.
Okay. Thank
you. Thank you. Look after him now.
I will. Bye.
It's tall in the saddle, we spend Christmas Day driving the cattle. The dry, dusty plains. All of the gifts have been opened today. Ours is the sky and the wide open plains. Back in the cities, they have different ways. Football and cricket and a Christmas parade. I'll take the flag, I'll take the reins. It's Christmas for cowboys on a wide open plain. A campfire for once as we stop for the night. The stars overhead are the Christmas tree lights. The wind sings a hymn as we bow down to pray. It's Christmas for cowboys on the wide open plains. Driving the cattle on the dry, dusty plain. All of the gifts been opened today. Ours is the sky on the wide open plain. It's tall in the saddle, we spend Christmas Day. Driving the cattle on the dry, dusty plain. So many gifts have been opened today. Ours is the sky on the wide open plain. Christmas for cowboys in the wide open plain.
Saturday morning, the weekend's here. Something you should know. And hear that old familiar voice on the radio. You're bound to have some fun with your host,
who?
Jamie Dunn.
That's moi.
Playing songs and having a yarn.
Yeah, there's something for everyone.
Saturday morning with Jamie Dunn.
Oh, I wanted to start the show on this Christmas Day.
Yeah.
With all of us singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas, but I didn't do it.
Oh, bad luck.
Well, let's do it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Because you haven't rehearsed.
Yeah.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Well, that was underwhelming. Anyway, it's Christmas Day and Santa's been and everyone's opened their presents.
Yes.
And let me see, it's early morning, but I guess kids have been up since, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Midnight even.
Yeah.
Oh, my kids used to get up early.
Oh, my kids used to go up at the crack of dawn. dawn. now, we've been telling Christmas stories. Jaden Mailata, my little audio man that started as... Well, you used to volunteer here and then you got work experience and then you got a job and now you're smashing things around the place by accident. Had to go to the general manager and say, oh, I just broke the back window of the OB van. Oh, mate, your career's going downhill. What's your Christmas story? I've told one. Marie's told one.
One I can think of is about 5 or 6 years ago. Because I have family living all over the place. I got a brother in Perth.
Yeah.
The time my parents were living in New Zealand, I was living in Brisbane with my brother, and we all came together for Christmas.
Nice.
And we all, you know, had a nice Christmas barbecue at here in Brisbane.
Lovely.
And you know, excited to see family. We were all having drinks and that.
Yeah.
All going well. My oldest two brothers were on the barbecue, and I was just sitting there, you know, enjoying a drink and with all music. And my brothers were in that state where they're just like dancing like complete idiots to the music.
Yeah.
And they're loving the music. And then I'd look behind them, and I noticed the barbecue had caught fire.
Oh, oh my no.
And they were so drunk that they were dancing around the fire. dancing, and it's like slowly getting bigger and bigger. And I freak out. I was like, oh, my God. And this is, I was new to my brother's house, and I was like, oh, there's a tap here. I'll turn on the tap.
Yeah.
And, like, because that like, a hose connected to it. It's like, hey, where's the hose? What's that? I turned it on, and then the sprinkler system turns on. Oh. I was like... And then a very famous words of probably any... child when they're in trouble.
Yeah.
They open the door and just go, Dad. Yeah, yeah. And I can see my parents and my brother's wives and my dad just look outside with a huge barbecue on fire.
And your dad said, save the sausages.
They left the boys in charge.
He put it out, and the weird thing was the food was still raw. Inside the barbecue.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, dear.
They cooked the barbecue and not the food.
Oh.
Those faces Take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
Particular Saturday morning, it is Christmas morning, and we've all opened our presents except for Marie. She's got one this afternoon that she's opening.
Tell me what it is.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm sworn to secrecy.
Oh, okay.
Show me your papers. No, sorry, that's the wrong one. Now, I followed a. You ever been on the road and, you know, you go past. Oh, I don't know, you know, a truck with cows in the back.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them.
Yes, yeah.
Well, we were coming down the other day, and I passed this massive truck with all these chickens in it.
Yeah.
Layer upon layer upon layer of chickens. Yeah, you know, stacked on top of each other, and they were headed to Brisbane, and as I passed them, I couldn't help but think, I wonder what they're thinking.
Oh.
You know, like, because they're all sitting there, and the wind's going through their feathers, and they're, like, looking around, and I'm sure one would say, you think we're going on a holiday?
Oh, no.
And the other one, I think so. I think we're just going down the coast, maybe to the beach. And, you know, they're all rolling along, and I just wonder whether the guy right up the top that had a bit of, you know, nous has gone, no, we're all going to be hung upside down and have our throats cut.
Oh, stop. I feel
the
like
crazy one in the corner who survived the last time.
The one down the bottom, oh, that's bullshit. We're going to the beach.
Hello, Dan. It's Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bell. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland, and Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Get a dollar for tomato sauce, for some sweetness and that extra pain. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed it up this time. And look out the reader. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing. The American's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much too long. Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'm afraid to face Jesus. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Murphy and push the table back. And you dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her. You close, don't run up, please don't stab me in the back. And if you
decorations appear like magic overnight. And all the stores so beautiful and bright. If only streets were cold and white. Takes me back to the late nights looking at the lights. Trying to stay awake while searching in the sky. No one said he's on his way tonight. You'll be by the tree with your eyes as twinkly as the lights upon that Christmas tree. You make me feel like I should sing and dance.
Different on a Christmas day,
yeah,
and
is.
Wherever you are with your family and your friends and your prezzies and all of that,
yeah.
Don't forget Christmas lunch is coming up, and here in Queensland, I cannot wait to get stuck into Malulabar prawns, Bowen mangoes.
I need that Christmas ham.
Yeah,
which I always slice twice as thick because there's so much of it.
Yeah, well, that's true. You're eating it for like the next fortnight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm grazing. Oh, my God. It's a good time, though, eh? It's been a hell of a year. I'm just so glad we got a few days off.
Yes, me too. Yeah, it's been a very unusual year.
Well, you work. I mean, you're in administration.
Yes.
You do figures and pays and...
That's true, yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Holiday pay.
Yeah, I know.
Superannuation.
It's always just a monumental effort to get everything done before Christmas. Because with the public holidays, I have to, you know, prepare pays beforehand and pay people beforehand so they don't miss out.
And we sit and we look at the COVID figures going up and up and up and up and up and up and up.
Try not to think about it.
And the hot spots in Brisbane are just about everywhere.
Right, yeah.
And that's why we're wearing our masks. Mm-hmm. We're okay.
Exactly.
I've got the masks back on.
Yep. I've had all shots plus the booster.
Yep.
I'm absolutely, completely...
invincible.
Not really. I think that's the problem. I think people think that... You know,
they've got
two shots and it's all fine.
Yeah.
Mm. But now there's this new variant.
People are just relaxing too much.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about Bunnings the other day, which is our social life. We go to Bunnings. And,
Bunnings and dialysis.
No one was checking in.
Mm.
There was just crowds everywhere.
Yeah.
No one was social distancing. You know, it's worrying.
Yeah.
Have a look at what's happening in Europe right now. It's gone completely mad.
I know. I don't want to think about it. Let's just have a day where we don't think about it.
All right, let's just go back to prawns and mangoes.
Yes.
Oh, Christmas ham.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we did last week? We put a garden in. This is how old Marie and I are. We put a garden in. Oh, you went quiet, Jade.
He's like,
stare at me like that.
I don't even know what that sentence means.
Yeah. We're up the farm.
Yeah.
And Marie has been looking at this area going... slowly going up the hill.
Yeah, I've been collecting rocks from all around the paddocks and putting in the outline, and I put in some timber edging. And then we got up there and Jamie was on the phone and suddenly 3 metres of soil arrives.
Yeah, that was for my grave. I'm just trying to be positive at Christmas.
Oh, stop
it. No, we put in this garden. Well, we're halfway through, aren't we?
Yeah.
And the tree on the way up the garden, this only interests us. You've gone quiet. Oh, you're too young. That's the problem. Get on your phone and do something. I bought for...
Valentine's Day, my poinciana tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mature one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't want to say, but it cost me $400. It was a big tree.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah, $400.
Wow.
You know how many show bags I got to sell children to make that?
Well, you don't sell any anymore.
No, but I used to have to sell...
I'll loan it to you.
Maybe four.
I'll loan you the money for that.
Oh, well, no, don't. Don't lend me any money. You tried to lend me money to buy your daughter a present.
Yeah, I did.
I put it on my credit card. I can't be bothered with borrowing money from you.
That's right.
I love you too much at the moment.
Just leave me your debt. That's fine. Thanks.
Yeah, I will. There's the credit card.
Yeah.
And other stuff.
I don't know about. Look
out. Yeah, bits you don't know about.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a great Christmas. And let's have lunch with prawns and mangoes. And thick sliced ham with chutney on it. Oh, my God.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakilikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is the wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you.
Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Kalikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very, Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
I'm Kylie Carr from Vanya Grove out in the Merry Valley. We grow free-range pork, chicken, chicken eggs, duck eggs, and we grow persimmons. We also have a farm stay. If you'd like to find us, we are at Emmamore, the same road you use to get to the muster. I wish everyone who listens to Saturday Mornings with Jamie Dunn a very Merry Christmas.
The toaster on, grab your coffee and sit back and relax. It's Saturday Mornings with Jamie Dunn.
But thanks to C-Star Us.
And now, here he is, Jamie Dunn.
G'day and Merry Christmas,
Merry
everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
All you
Merry
kids.
Merry Christmas.
Opening presents and stuff. Can't you remember?
Yeah.
How wonderful
it
Christmas
was good.
Day.
It was good when the kids were little.
You know, there's something about Christmas, isn't there?
It brings family together.
Oh, no, not that, but you don't have to work.
Yeah. Priorities.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to offend people, but I really thank Jesus for...
The public holiday.
Let me have a few days off at Christmas. Thanks, Jesus. Now, you've been searching for Christmas songs for our Christmas show, our Christmas Day show.
Well, you know, a lot of the Christmas songs, as I was saying before, they all talk about, you know... cold weather and snow and all that sort of thing. And
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
And it's just not us at all, is it? Like, it's so when you think about it, it's the opposite for us.
It's just boiling hot.
Yeah.
So, out of all the Christmas, we have played every song that mentions Christmas, we have played today so that you can unwrap your presents.
Not all the, you know, boring kind of traditional stuff.
The traditional ones like Noel.
Noel.
Noel. Noel. Noel. Noel. That's kind of Australian.
Yeah, yeah.
Noel.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what did you find?
Well, I found this little bit by Coldplay. They sung live at one of their concerts, and it was it's called Christmas with the Kangaroos.
Coldplay singing Christmas with the Kangaroos?
Yeah, yeah. So can we play it and have a little listen?
Oh, I have to hear this.
Yes.
Can we come back after it and critique it?
Well, we can do whatever you like. After all.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
let's do it, Jaden.
It's goodbyes from us. Oh, no.
Your holiday doesn't start yet.
Yeah, show some interest. Sorry, Jesus.
He's ready, Jesus.
All right, here's Coldplay. Let's critique it after this.
This is called Christmas with the Kangaroos. Well, have you ever stopped to wonder how they do Christmas there down under? How do they make Christmas nice when they ain't got no snow and ice? And what about poor Santa's sleigh? He has to come from miles away. And what about poor Mick Gandhi? Well, he ain't got no Christmas tree. Well, they say Christmas here is much more fun. We got surfing, we got sun. Christmas here, sweet as a peach. Opening presents on the beach. We got Barbies, we got beer. Santa wishes he lives here. Loads of laughter, loads of booze. Christmas with the Kangaroos. they do Christmas there down under? Have you ever stopped to think? Do they have much fun to drink? Oh, don't you just find it shocking? Have you got contempt in your stocking? Do you want to wear Jesus the ball? No, they got Kylie, they got Shane Warne. Well, Christmas here is much more fun. We got surfing.
Jamie done.
Christmas is sweet as a peach. Open presents on the beach. Yeah, cause we've got barbies, we got beer. Santa wishes he'd appear. Loads of laughter, loads of booze. It's Christmas where the kangaroos.
Pretty good, I reckon.
I think that's
not
good.
Bad, not bad.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a Christmas here, doesn't it?
That's yeah.
The kangaroo. Thank you, Coldplay.
Isn't that strange that Coldplay would do that in their concert?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
I did feel like I was at a concert. It was, like, you know, very roomy. And
yeah, definitely.
Echoey.
I think they should record it and release it.
Oh, what, at Christmas?
It'd be like the new Michael Bublé.
Yes, yeah, I think so.
I think that's pronounced Bublé,
Michael. Michael Bubble.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Jen Malata, the audio guy.
Kia ora, everyone. This is Libby, Jaden's mum.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Andrew. I'm Jaden's dad. Love your show, Jamie and Marie.
I want to wish you a Merry Kirihimete.
And a weird Kirihimasi, everyone.
We're the Malata family. Wishing you all
Merry Christmas.
It's December in Australia, time to remember all the family. Christmas tree, native pine, lights and tinsel all entwined. Put a fairy on the top, with Gran and Pa and Joan and Pop. The ham and turkey's organised, won't the grandkids be surprised when Santa comes in big black boots, in the back of Jacko's Jeep.
Oh, 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 oh.
It's December in Australia, time to remember all the family. Gather round for a photo. Hang on, Dad, where did Sam go? I've got to get everyone in the picture. Oh, here he is. Come on, Sam. Say cheese. Wait a minute, the bubbles is missing. Oh, yum, yum, pig's bum Christmas pudding. All the ladies do the cooking. All the men are really slack, slapping each other on the back. How you been, Tangles? How was your year? Might rain tomorrow, have a cold beer. I hear young Greg is playing fullback. I guess he gets it all from you, Jack. Blah, 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 blah. Who's for a game of cricket? Oh, it's December in Australia, trying to remember all the family. Gather round for a photo. Hang on, Dad, where did Sher go? I've got to get everyone in the picture. Oh, here she is. Come on, Sher. Say cheese. Wait a minute, Annie's not here. Me not out, oh yes you are, Nick, it's your ball, Max, don't bowl too quick, oh Nick has run off with the bat, after him across the flat, come on Cub, you've had a bowl, give the ball to Christy, Tom Tit, Pee Wee, Brookie, strike, kick, you're on my side, grab the bat quick, now he's run off with the stump, better give that Nick a thump, think I'll have another beer, huh? Oh, it's December in Australia, trying to remember all the family. Gather round for a photo. Hang on, Dad, where did Amy go? We've got to get everyone in the picture. Oh, here she is. Come on, Amy. Everybody now, say cheese. Oh, wait a minute, Hetty's not here. He's gonna get a feed today free when the campers leave the lake. Bits of chook and chocolate cake. It's Christmas time for him as well. So his big long belly swell. Oh, it's December in Australia. Trying to remember all the family. Gather round for a photo. Hang on, Dad. Where did Fox go? Gotta get everyone in the picture. Oh, here he is. Come on now. Everybody say cheese. Yeah. All of them now. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Oh, it's December in Australia.
right the way round Australia. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. Now, here he is, Jamie Dunn.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas to
Merry
you, too.
Merry Christmas, yeah. Everyone. Marie, Jaden, you know, the most amazing thing happened to me, what, 3 years ago, probably.
What was that?
We were together and... You know, I ask you to marry me. And,
oh, that, yes.
You know, for someone, I'm quite a confident man.
Yeah.
But when I asked her to marry me, I was, stammering.
Yeah.
In fact, I built up to it. I wanted to ask her on the way to town, and I wanted to ask her while we had a coffee and breakfast in town, and then I wanted to ask her on the way back, and I was... You actually said to me.
Oh, yeah, when we were in the coffee shop. He was just very quiet, which is not like him, is it, Jaden? And I said to him, are you okay? And you're like, yeah. And then he was still very quiet. I said, are you ill? I said, if you're ill, please, you know, just tell me.
And I wanted to say to her, I'm going to be very ill and you're going to end up my carer.
But we didn't know that at the time.
And, well, then I asked her to marry me on the veranda of the farmhouse,
yep.
Which I wouldn't have if it wasn't for you.
Oh.
I would have lost that farm.
Oh, dear.
I would have lost the farm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a terrible thought, isn't it?
Yeah. And the worst thought is that both your daughters are solicitors, so, you know, they're going to take me for everything.
Which is, you've got nothing, let's be honest.
No. Well, I signed the farm, my share of the farm over to you, so that, you know, it's all yours.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you can go now.
Yeah, uh-oh. It was an ambush. No, it's been just really good. No, well, that's what I was saying, you know. The amazing thing happened to me was I got you and we got married and, you know, we don't need to be anywhere or plan holidays or anything.
Not at all.
We just
like to be together.
Yeah, seem to enjoy each other's
together.
Company.
Yes, exactly.
And... What a woman, you know, like there was a point there when I was in the CCU. What's that, coronary care unit?
Oh, right, yeah, yep.
I asked her to marry me and then I got really sick and they didn't think I was going to make it through the day, that first day I went up to the hospital.
Yeah.
Dr. Stewart said, you know, he was really worried about me, didn't think I was going to make it.
Mm.
And then I remember everyone running towards me because all the... beepers went off that I'd departed.
Yeah.
And I came back. And there's nothing there for those people that are bothering, bothering to waste your life going to church and shit.
Oh! He doesn't mean that, Jesus.
No.
It's your birthday today.
It was just dark. There was nothing there. I just came back. But everyone was running towards me in slow motion. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
But the best thing is that we're together.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking like that, Jaden Mailata, you have brought your beloved in today.
Yes, I have.
For Christmas Day, for our show. And your beloved's name is?
Celine.
Hey, Celine.
Hi, Celine.
Hi.
Come up on that microphone. Don't be afraid.
She's a bit shy.
It's Christmas Day.
Hello.
Hey. Is it what you thought, you know, sitting in the studio with your... boyfriend.
And the great Jamie Dunn.
And if you could put more into that, and the great Jamie Dunn. No, but is it what you thought? Is it different to what you thought?
I've never really been in a studio before, so yeah, it's very different
to
what I'm used to. It's very cool. There are lots of buttons. I want to touch them all.
Lots of buttons on Jaden's side.
Can I say you've obviously pushed his button? But does it surprise you, like, how much he does? Marie and I just sit on this side of the panel.
And as you can see, there are no buttons over here.
No, we've got nothing. But he's over there and he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 screens and thousands of buttons. And for a young bloke to be across that and know what he's doing is pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, since the day I've met him, I think he's so creative and I'm so proud of everything he does. He's just so, like, he can literally edit your voice. You'd be speaking and you can get a little bit of that voice and, like, edit it into a full-on song, which I've had a few grumpy moments at him.
I kind of do it to annoy her. She was yelling at me and then I record a voice and turn it into a song.
Yeah.
I'm sure that makes her feel better.
I think I've heard that one. What are you doing? That one.
But, yeah,
Yeah, I'm proud of him too, though. I am, because it's not often you find a young bloke like that can grow, and he's grown with the show, you know. Like, the first someone said to me, would you mind, great one, if we put the work experience boy with you? And, you know, we just hit it off right from the start. He's been really good. I'm proud of him too.
I still remember you telling me off. I was like, don't adjust your microphone during the segment.
Oh, that's right, yeah. When you adjust your microphone during the segment, you hear all that noise, yeah. all of that. And I went, I went him. Oh, I'm glad you're proud of him. That's fantastic. How long have you guys been together?
7 months now.
Oh, I was talking to Celine.
All right.
7 months, actually a week before my 21st birthday.
Oh, wow.
So it was a very good birthday present. I actually wished for it last year on my wish list.
Did you?
I was like, I want a boyfriend.
Dear Jesus, how about a boyfriend?
Yeah, well, my twin sister had, she had a partner. All my friends are having partners. I was like, this year I want to find someone.
Yeah.
So I went on Bumble, and there were, like, it was very difficult. There were a few doozies, but we then, I was about to give up, actually. I was about, Jaden's going to be my last one. If he's a dud, no more dating sites for a while.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting sushi, and so sushi for lunch, and we ended up spending the whole day together, and we didn't get home
like
until
8-hour date.
Yeah, it was until like 8 PM, and my parents were flipping out. They thought I'd been murdered. I put my phone on silent because they went to go see a movie.
Yeah.
To be honest, we're both very weird and quirky, and I just love that about us. We can just have a good time and just not. I can just be myself around him, which I have struggled a bit in the past with sort of letting my confidence out with guys.
Yeah.
It's really great, and this everything about him, I just love him to bits.
That's great.
Well, we are glad that your Christmas wish came true.
Yeah, it's great that you came in today. Yeah, go on.
I didn't know that it was going to come true. It was just that everyone thought it was a joke, but I was secretly hoping to get one.
No, but to be completely honest with you, he looks like shit, but he's got a great heart.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own.
sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? Sunburns sting, icebox glistening. The beautiful sight of Barbie's alive, strolling through a summer wonderland. Pour the sky in the sunshine, serve the pie up at lunchtime. Pop the bubbles for nine, pineapples on hand, strolling through a summer wonderland. In the oven we can grab the wicket, and plastic cricket bats can for the fountain. Back in the ball, you're dancing ready. So we pass the calamari spray around. Later on, sun is falling, and you're drunk, uncle snoring. We'll hear the birds in the trees, feel the warm breeze, strolling through a summer wonderland. Way down here, Christmas landmarks, and summer flowers, funny time marks. We're happy and bright, not a snowman in sight. Strolling through a summer, strolling through a summer, strolling through a summer wonderland.
Join all the fun and frivolity for thanks to Seesara on Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Woo-hoo! It's Christmas Day!
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Am I the only one that's happy?
I think you just blew our ears off that.
Now, I wanted to tell you a story, Jaden.
Yeah?
Another one of Marie and I early in the piece. And it's a Christmas story. But I was working at Moray Field Shopping Centre. And Marie was working at, where are you, Caloundra?
Up the coast, Caloundra.
Yeah, yeah. So she would drive back every day to Brisbane.
Yes.
Which goes past the Moray Field Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
And I sometimes didn't finish till, you know, 4, 5.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And she said, I will call in and we can go and have a coffee.
Yeah.
And I went, no. No, no. No, don't come to where I work. No, no, don't worry. I'll see you at home. And anyway, I was seeing her for all of a couple of weeks like that. And one night we were, after I'd finished work.
Yeah, he wouldn't let me come to see him at work. I didn't know what he was doing, you know.
Yeah.
Just knew he was working at Morayfield Shopping Centre.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so we're sitting at dinner one night.
After he came home from work.
Yeah, yeah. And Marie goes, what's that line across your forehead? You've got a crease or an indent. What is that line?
Yeah. I said, what is that line? It's like you've been wearing a hat. Like, have you been wearing
too tight
a,
or something?
Yeah. I said, have you been wearing a cowboy hat or
I went, no,
a
no, Santa's no, no,
hat?
No, 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 no. Yes. And she thought about it, and she thought about it, and she looked at me, and she went, "You're playing Santa Claus at Morayfield Shopping Centre. You're Santa, aren't you?" And I went, "Yes." I couldn't let her come and see me dressed as Santa. I'd gone broke, but it was $40 an hour.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Next year I said, I will pay you $45 an hour not to do it.
Yeah, so I had to fess up to the girl I was trying to crack onto that I actually played Santa at the shopping centre to make a dollar to pay my credit card off.
Me.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
It should be all green and gold, watching snow coming down, Charlie Brown, and everybody gathered round the tree. The man says it ain't gonna snow this year, and the fog is too heavy to cut a path for the reindeer. Your sister's stuck in Denver, and your mama can't come, but you don't have to be alone. I tell you why. Tied up with pretty bows, I got everything I need when I'm holding you so close. Now until forever, every Christmas Eve, baby, you can believe.
And I know there'll be just wrapping paper everywhere, you know, when you
bonbons.
Oh, there's just crap all over the lounge room floor. Yes. And there's just people going nuts.
Yeah. Do you wear the paper hat that comes out of the Christmas cracker, the bonbon?
I don't, but I know someone who does.
Like the crown thingy.
Yeah, I do. I always do. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Always in one photo, there's one beautiful woman that's ruined the shop. Here I am with my crown on made of tissue paper.
I like it.
Yeah, every time I see a Christmas photo of Marie with one of those hats on, I feel like making a donation. That's just me, though. Hey, that's the end of our show for today.
Oh,
we get to go and have prawns and mangoes and, oh.
Don't forget the ham.
The ham and the chutney and, Yeah. Hope my doctor's not listening.
No. You'll be having salad, no dressing.
Now, we should sincerely say Merry Christmas and goodbye. So, Marie?
Merry Christmas to everyone. Please stay safe and we will see you next year.
Jaden's better half. Celine, would you like to say something?
Merry Christmas to all and Happy New Year.
Jaden?
Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a lovely holiday.
Merry Christmas, everyone, from me. And remember, it's not the size of the gift that counts. It's how much it costs. Merry Christmas. I thought I'd finish the show with...
You're terrible, James.
I thought I'd finish the show with a song I just bumped into on YouTube, earlier in the week. And I thought it was the perfect ending for our show, particularly on a Christmas day. It's... I know we're a country music station... But I think this song is just perfect. It's a live performance from Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion, and it's The Prayer.
Ricordarci che when stars go out each night.
Saturday Mornings with Jamie Dunn is broadcast from the studios of AAA Murray Country.
West End, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia.
Your host is Jamie Dunn. I'm Marie Dunn, his co-host. And Jaden Mailata is the audio guy.
Yeah!
Thank you for listening and have a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks for buying the Agro show bag when you did.
Yeah, his ex-wife thanks you a lot.
Oh, she took all my show bag money.
Why'd you bring that up at Christmas?